Without a shadow of a doubt, he's going to have a very strong lineup, and I just think the most ominous sign of a lot of it is when you look at the subs bench. When you see Kyle Hayes and Garrod Hegarty on the subs bench, you know, I don't think come July that they'll be on the subs bench, but certainly a very, very strong outfit that John Coyle has done with, like Keane getting back in centre forward, you know, adds that little bit of jizz and I suppose that energy, and he ignites the crowd and he ignites the whole team, I think. So, you know, I just think that Limerick look very, very strong on paper. Peter Casey, a full forward, is an interesting one. Certainly one that will test with Michael Breen. I think, John, that the way he has gone is really, really looking forward towards later in the year.
In terms of the last, you talk about, I suppose, later in the year, but in terms of the last two games, Westmeath and then Wexford, neither side were really able to fire a shot against Limerick. Is it tough to take too much away from those wins over the last couple of weeks?
I wouldn't say that anyone can take anything away from them. I just think that Limerick, and certainly last weekend, Wexford didn't really come down and test you at all. You know, and then the Westmeath match, you were always going to win it. And it was, I'd say, a bit of a stroll in the park. But he did get to see a lot of players, you know, over the National Hurling League. And when you look at the last two matches in particular, you know, like Conor Boylan got game time. And, you know, and all these guys need game time coming into our championship so that they're all fighting for the place come 3 to 4 weeks' time when championship kicks off. So from that point of view, it's absolutely massive. From a Limerick point of view, that amount of players that John has really introduced and reintroduced, like Diarmaid Burns was able to go away and take his little break and come back, and that all I suppose serves his batteries really well and gives him a hunger to come back. Though, you know, it was interesting. I saw a bit in the paper yesterday that said he was nervous about coming back into a Limerick setup. You know, and like that's really, for me, that's really positive that the energy, the nervous energy, is still there, and that these guys want to prove themselves all over again.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't have known he was nervous because he's been outstanding over the last couple of games. In fairness to him, really hit the ground running, Leo. But from Tipperary's point of view, Liam Cahill, obviously a man they've wanted to come in at the helm over the last number of years, and he's really whipped this side into shape after an atrocious championship campaign under Colin Bonner last year. Early days, though, but this Tipperary team look good. A good blend of youth and experience as well, and they've named a really strong lineup for the semi-final.
Yeah, with Michael Breen back, full back, and then you look around the middle of the field with Alan Tyne, and Alan Tyne was a minor for Tip, I think, in 2015. I think he played against us in the Munster minor final in 2015 at centre forward, and Garrod O'Connor, who's probably been the outstanding player in Fitzgibbon Cup this year for UL. So he's brought a new energy and a new lease of life, and he's rejuvenated a lot of players that have a bit of experience under the belt. And it's interesting to see Michael Breen at full back. It's interesting to see how he goes against Peter Casey, because Casey's an elusive character, you know, and he gets out in front, turns, twists. I don't think that certainly the match will mean a lot more to Tip than it does to Limerick. Like Liam Cahill will want to find out where he is before he goes into championship, and that's one of the things that he'll certainly be looking at. And as I said, Michael Breen at full back, he tried it earlier in the league, then kind of went away from it. Now he's back at that in that station again. So, you know, very interesting times ahead for Tip, but certainly one that Tip will want to test himself, and one that Liam Cahill will learn an awful lot more of out of tomorrow night. Tip will really, really know where they are after tomorrow night heading into championship, and certainly I just think that there's going to be a lot more of this Tip team this year than there was last year.
Yeah, and you mentioned there, and I agree with the point that, look, it probably means more to Tipperary than it does to Limerick. But I suppose with that in mind, do you want to go out and kind of strike a blow to their confidence? Or is there going to be an element of shadow boxing where Limerick don't want to show their hand ahead of championship? Or what way do you see Limerick approaching it?
I just think that Limerick will go for it tomorrow night in front of their home crowd. I think it's another major confidence boost to Limerick if we get over the line this evening. So from that point of view, it's just really, really important, I think, that Limerick lay down their markers as early as we can. And as I said, with the bench there, that you see Kyle Hayes and you see Garrod Hegarty on the sideline, these are guys that will want to be chomping at the bit and come in all Ireland as well for John for going on in 3 or 4 weeks' time. These guys will want to be nailed down starters. And certainly, as you said, it will also be a nail in Tip's coffin if Limerick get over the line this evening.
Yeah, right. Well, we're looking forward to the action this evening at the two Scaillic grounds with yourself and Mal Keaveney in commentary action, Leo. And you'll have a keen eye as well this afternoon on Limerick's under-20s, of course. You're the Offaly under-20 manager this season. They opened their Munster Championship campaign against Waterford at Fraher Field following the postponement of the game that was due to take place last Wednesday. How do you expect this Limerick group to fare under Dermot Mullins this season? Are they a good, solid group?
Oh, they are. Look, Limerick are Munster minor hurling champions at this age group 2-3 years ago. So from that point of view, you know, there's a very strong and healthy Limerick under-20 hurling team. From my own point of view, I suppose we awfully played Waterford 2 weeks ago in a challenge match below in Fraher Field, and they're certainly a fine, strong, mobile, physical team. They're really up to the mark, and I think that it's a match that they were earmarking. I couldn't say too much because, I've been my own county with Limerick, and I was just looking at them, and they certainly will bring a challenge to Limerick. There was a physicality, there was an energy attached to the Waterford team that we played 2 weeks ago. So from that point of view, I think it's going to be a very interesting game today. And look, one that Limerick are going to look forward to, obviously with Adam English, with Shane O'Brien, Paddy O'Donovan, all these guys who have been on senior bands, Limerick. So it's certainly the experience is there, and hopefully they get over the line.